There's anger and grief across the occupied West Bank after Israeli forces killed a senior commander of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, a Palestinian armed group resisting Israeli occupation. Thousands of mourners filled the streets of Nablus, where Ibrahim Nablusi was killed. Some cities in the occupied West Bank have called for a general strike. Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades say their response will fit the crime. Ibrahim was known as the Lion of Nablus. His mother says there will be many who will continue his mission.
They think they killed Ibrahim, but there are hundreds of Ibrahims. There are millions of Ibrahims. Every Palestinian is Ibrahim.
The Israeli military says it surrounded Ibrahim Nablusi's home and, after an exchange of gunfire, used shoulder-launched missiles against the building. Two others were killed in the operation. More than 60 people were reported injured. John Holman has more now from Nablus.
You can see that there's a crowd of people, young men, who've come to the house here in Nablus in the occupied West Bank, where Ibrahim al-Nablusi was killed by Israeli forces. Actually, up above, you can see the bullet holes in the roof. There was a firefight that lasted from 5 in the morning to 3 or 4 hours, in which he was eventually holed up in this building and then killed. Just spoke to an eyewitness that he said that he eventually found the body just next to where I'm standing. So also in this firefight, more than 60 people were injured, and Ibrahim al-Nablusi wasn't the only person that died. Another member of the group died here with him, and also another young member of the group, which is the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. Now, Israeli forces said that they went after him because he had fired at civilians and soldiers, especially those heading to Joseph's Tomb, which is a sacred site to Jews and Muslims and Christians, which is quite close to here. Here in Nablus, though, he is seen as a fighter that was fighting against what people see here as oppression against the occupiers of the occupied West Bank. And as such, his funeral procession here and the mourning for him is being felt not just in Nablus, but in other towns like Hebron and Ramallah, in which shops are also shutting here in the occupied West Bank.
Well, people in Gaza are still mourning and burying their dead in the wake of 3 days of fighting between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel. On Tuesday, the death toll rose to 46 Palestinians killed by Israeli fire. 15 of them were children and hundreds more were injured. A ceasefire agreement was brokered by Egypt on Monday.